Yeah, they loved in deceit. So, the scripture spoke about Jezebel and Delilah in a certain light, but also spoke about Esther and Ruth in a different light. But the most amazing light of all is He that is the way, the truth, and the light. Without Him, you cannot see the Father. Who are you before the King? My name is Chosin Yesuba, straight from the Vineyard. I am here talking about the virtuous Christian woman. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 31:30. The virtuous Christian woman who may find she is not just a woman, but an epitome of God's love. Not an object of exploitation, but a real definition of true love. She's a true rib like Adam's Eve, not Jezebel's greed that killed Ahab's dream. She's an Esther, embodiment of divine favor. Not a deceitful destroyer like Samson's Delilah. She's an impeccable spectacle of grace and shalom, peace. Praises of her beauty resonates better than Israel's Absalom. Her charm is royalty, befitting quality for a prince. I mean, Prince Charming. Her name is loyalty, suitable suitor for a king. And Samson, Solomon, and David are not even a match. A virtuous Christian woman who may find. I am talking about the woman whose life spells hope, peace, inspiration, uprightness, and holiness. And not the woman that stirs lust, confusion, evil distraction, sexual seduction, and self-righteousness. A virtuous Christian woman who may find. A woman adorned with modesty, whose worth cannot be gauged by an expensive perfume, shoes, cars, academic qualification, or even the tight stretch dresses that accentuate the vital statistics of her figure. A virtuous Christian woman who may find. But she is the one whose delight is in the Lord and professes daily, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." A virtuous Christian woman who may find. She's not a player, but a faithful and true lover. Worships in spirit and in truth, but not just a punctual churchgoer. The righteous disciple who draws the lost and backsliding souls to the Father. A virtuous Christian woman who may find. She's obviously a refreshing spectacle, a wonderful artwork of God's miracle, a soul perfectly made without a wrinkle. You are a true friend, loving and caring towards your companions. One highly desired and loved. And in all circumstances, you are the bonding element, the true key to success. This is the virtuous Christian woman. Member of the Women's Fellowship, a dedicated chorister, prayer warrior, chief usher, youth leader, pews and chairs cleaner, Bible study coordinator, Sunday school teacher. Oh, woman, indeed, a virtuous Christian woman who may find.
Are you the one sent from above? The one the scriptures talked about? Who are you, the one we're looking for? Show yourself, my Christian woman. You are a virtuous soul, virtuous soul, virtuous soul.